Houston's Eagle, Dean and Raj. It's 7-11. Weather today starting off pretty chilly. We have some parts of our listening area that are freezing if you go up north and east. But here in the metro area, we're 60 for the high today. Currently 39 in the one-hour air conditioning and heating weather center.
Let's do the birthday scam, shall we?
We're going to call this guy who recently had his new truck in for some warranty work. And his friends thought it would be funny if we call up and try and stick him with a bill for that. And then Roger is going to get on as the strange mechanic.
Left a little of my weed in this car.
Let's see how he reacts on the scam.
Hello.
Hi, is this Landy?
Yes, sir.
Landy, this is Bob over with.
Yeah, Bob, how you doing?
A little follow-up call on your recent work you had done.
Oh, okay.
We go through and call everyone, want to make sure you got good service.
Yeah, I had no problems at all, Bob.
Was that warranty work?
Yeah, I just got the truck, and it was just a service call. I think they changed the oil on it and did some minor stuff to it.
Well, see, this is the conflict that has come up.
Uh-huh.
I'm in auditing, and I have an unpaid balance on that job.
Okay.
$74.95.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, it's a new truck. There shouldn't be any charge on it that I would think of, you know. What kind of charges are you going to try to bill me for?
I guess what it is labor.
Well, I don't know, man. I probably need to talk. You need to talk to Danny over there in the service department.
Well, with all due respect, I don't really have to. I mean, I have the bill. I'm the guy who handles this. It's up to me just to issue the bills.
Uh-huh.
I have the statement.
You know, I'm not going to pay the $74. Where are you located at?
Well, I'd hate to get a collection agency on you.
Well, you do what you have to do, man. Where are you located at?
So what you're saying, I want to make sure I hear you right.
Yeah, you heard me right. I'm not going
to
pay the
bill. You were refusing to pay this bill.
That's correct.
Well, where is the truck right now?
Well, it's probably at home, unless my wife's shopping in it.
Well, you know. I may have to send a wrecker over there and pick that thing up.
Well, you have to see me first. I'm not going to let you have the truck for $74.
You're going to stop me? I mean, what are you saying? I'll get a couple of guys and we'll go down there and get it.
Whatever. Let's do it.
You ready to go?
Let's do it, man.
Well, hang on. Hold on just a second. Hold on.
Yeah.
I have the mechanic here.
Okay.
I mean, if you don't believe me, let me put him on.
Yeah, put him on the phone.
Lou is from the shop, and he's going to talk to you for a sec.
Lou?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Lou, you got a guy over there saying, you know, I have my truck in there having some work done.
Yeah, okay, that's right. I had turned in my my invoice a little bit late, and so they're just trying to, I guess, collect the money for the labor on that.
Well, I don't know, Lou. You know, I called before I sent that truck in there, and you didn't say anything about any bill on it at that time, so.
Well, a lot of times, you know, that labor bill just comes up. Let me ask you something else here. I got a chance here. Did you find anything there in your truck that I left behind?
Find it? No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, I left something in there, and it might have rolled under the seat. Did that roll out or anything?
What would it be, man?
You're joking with me, right? You found it, didn't you?
What, man? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, I left some pot in there, and
some what?
And I hope you haven't been driving around with it.
Some pot?
Yeah. Did you take it? I'm just trying to get
is
it
this
back.
Lou?
That's right, yeah. Do you have it? All I'm saying is, all I want to do is...
Is this a joke, man, or what?
I'll just come by and pick it up.
Hey, is this Dean and Raj?
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Is this Dean and Raj?
You got it.
Hey, Landy.
That's pretty cool.
Now, were you worried about the pot under the front seat?
I didn't know, man. I didn't know whether to look for it or what.
All right, buddy. Well, you have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.